Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Fireside Chats with Gavin and Karthik, sponsored by No One Is Thinking About You.
Sponsored by Mars.
Who is sponsored by Mars?
Yeah, not sponsored by Nick Dooley.
Not sponsored. Nick Dooley was dropped from the sponsorship, at least for this part.
Mars was like, he's too rash, he's too abrasive.
He's a loose cannon, they said.
He's the wild card of the group.
Yeah.
And they weren't happy with that, so they told him to leave for an episode.
Yeah, and they wanted to do a spinoff. I messed up the name. It's not the Fireside Chats. It's the Mars Presents Fireside Chats with Gavin and Karthik, presented by No One Is Thinking About You. Yeah, sorry, Mars.
Yeah, so what we do here on the Fireside Chats is we talk while roasting, what are they called? S'mores, but... The chocolate is Mars.
Yeah, and also the graham cracker is Mars as well.
Yeah, and the marshmallow as well.
Yes.
So it's basically three Mars bars kind of squish those three together, you wrap it in tin foil, you put it on a stick, and you roast those over fire.
And those are goddamn delicious too, so.
Yeah, you eat those gooey insides like a zombie eats a human.
The nougat and the caramel are my favorite part.
I prefer the chocolatey coating.
Okay, now that we've satisfied Mars.
Yeah.
What's up, man? How's your week been?
This has been one of the weirder weeks. I don't know what it is. I think I'm getting a lack of sleep coupled with this book I'm reading that I'll talk about in a bit.
Okay.
Like, it's just kind of been like a semi-depressing week.
No shit.
Kind of a low point in my trip right now.
Okay.
Well, yeah, how about you?
I guess you need the highs and the lows, right? Yeah. It's cold now. It's shitty.
Yeah, how cold is cold?
Now 0 degrees. Walking to work today.
That blows.
Yeah, but I guess you know it's about time now. On like 2 days ago, it was like 15 degrees. So,
you got that the winter coat out yet, or what?
Yeah, I got my super coat. Look, I'll show you on camera, the listeners.
Yeah.
Can't see.
No, the listeners can see.
But oh yeah, it's true because I got my cheerleading coat. It's fucking dope.
It's pretty cool.
So that's
cool. For those of you who are blind, he just showed me a coat.
Yeah, I'm putting that on now. Walk around the streets.
I don't know
like
what.
Bane.
I couldn't really. No, is that kind of coat? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. other than that,
my levels are going crazy.
Okay.
I can't tell.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, and other than that, everything's good.
Yeah, I saw Big Hero 6. Actually, I want to bring that up to you.
No way, because TJ Miller's in
it. TJ Miller's in it, and his character is hilarious. It's so funny.
And he's always hilarious.
I don't know if it's that I'm just really, I find, you know, young kids' movies and TV shows funny.
Yeah.
But watching that movie, I was literally laughing out loud multiple times. Every time, like, TJ Miller's character opened his mouth, it was funny, or anything he did.
That's why I listen to Cashing In. Like, everything he says.
But it's like, it was like centered towards kids funny. It was like a kid's kind of joke. And I was like, this is hilarious.
I need to see it. I really do.
Yeah, it's. I would highly recommend the movie. Very fun, very fast paced. I wish it was longer.
Wow. Are we sponsored by Big Hero 6 as well?
Well, yeah, Mars is the Mars conglomerate also owns Disney. Because Mars is so big, it owns a planet, right? So
that's it owns one planet at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way to number two, once they dominate Earth.
Yeah. yesterday, I saw the first movie I saw since I've been here.
Oh shit!
And it wasn't even a movie. It was a. It was the filming of a play, I guess. It was Frankenstein, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch and Johnny Lee Miller, who. Both play Sherlock in two different adaptations of Sherlock. But Johnny Lee Miller, they took turns switching roles throughout the nights, but the one I saw was Johnny Lee Miller was the monster. Benedict Cumberbatch was Frankenstein.
He was the doctor? That's weird because Benedict Cumberbatch already looks like an alien, so it's like he should have been the monster the whole time.
I heard that, a lot of that last night. But basically... I was a little drunk going into it. Me and some classmates had some wine before going in, so I had a half a bottle of wine, and I was feeling really tired, so I was definitely asleep for the the first little bit. But I woke up when it started getting good. But then something weird. I've never read Frankenstein, So I don't know how honest it was to the book, but something happened that I know wasn't in the book. And this is a spoiler alert. So anyone who wants to see this fucking Frankenstein play that is over now, so maybe not, don't listen to this. But basically, Frankenstein rapes and kills... No, the monster rapes and kills Frankenstein's wife. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And it was so weird. Because I know in the book, apparently he does kill Frankenstein's wife. But he doesn't rape her. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Maybe they're just getting real.
I guess. But it just felt so cheap. Like,
yeah. Okay. So, topic OCD.
Yeah.
What are some of the OCD things that you do?
Yeah.
Now, actually having OCDs is different because it completely ruins your life or something, I guess. Or just
yeah. It's. I think what you just mean is...
But everyone has, terms. You know, tendencies. Yeah. Everyone has things that they like to do a certain way.
Yeah.
You know? So I'll kick it off.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know, maybe this is a common one, but I'm particular about this, but not too, I've definitely loosened up in the years, is eating things in even numbers. And it's all stems from, like, you know, if I have Skittles, I'll eat like 10 Skittles, you know, instead of 9 Skittles. Or like if I have 9, but if I have 9 Skittles, I'll eat the 9th one. Not be like, oh, I have to throw this away. I can only eat 8.
Yeah, like if a pack comes with like 9, you're going to eat 9.
Yeah, but I always try to eat it in even numbers. Like, so if I'm eating a slice of pizza, I try to end it up, you know, all even number of bites. Only because the taste, the flavor distribution in your mouth, you got to balance that shit out, you know?
This is science.
This is hard science right now.
This is advice for everybody listening to the podcast right now.
So I don't know if that's like a crazy thing, but I've always done it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's always been like that. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. Do you do that too? Like the eating things in even bites and numbers or just on the even
side? I've never in my entire life counted that stuff. But I do count sometimes, like when eating Smarties or Skittles or something, I'll put the like colors together. So I'll put reds together and stuff. If I'm feeling up to it, you know, like I used to do it a lot as a kid. So I'll put all reds together, blues together, greens together, and then I'll eat them in order of either the most numbers to the least or the least numbers to the most.
Okay. Kind of. Yeah. The classification of Smarties and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always say like eat the red ones last, but I was just like, I don't know.
I always ate the red ones first because they were my favorite when I was a kid. If I ever did sort
really?
Them. Yeah.
Karthik, I got to tell you something.
What?
All Smarties, regardless of their colors, taste the same.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Okay. I've
learned
that.
Racist. You fucker. Now you're going to get dropped by Mars. It's going to be Mars Presents Fireside Chats with Gavin crying to himself because he has nobody to talk to anymore.
No, I'm not going to get dropped by Mars. Mars respects that there is
subtle racism.
Subtle racism existing in candy eating. Techniques.
Well, they would know because they're Mars.
Yeah, they have heavy. They actually do heavy research on this. And that's why Mars is the supreme chocolate bar.
Yeah, that's why it's just brown. There's no colors.
Yeah,
there's no.
Mars is always good.
If you mix all the colors together, you get brown.
Yeah, which is Mars.
So Mars. Thank you, Mars.
Thank you, Mars.
Science. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing that I can think of just from this morning is that this has only started when I got a little bit older, is I use the way I use a towel is I have like one side that is for my upper body, one side for my lower body.
That's a little OCD. Yeah.
But like it's you know, I don't freak out if I flip it around, so it doesn't ruin my life. But like I'll throw it over the, you know, the shower rod with the upper body side out, so I can make sure that if I grab it, I can wipe my face immediately, like, you know, with ease.
Yeah, you don't want to wipe.
And it's only just so because, you know, like, I actually wipe my feet with my towel, you know, and then, you know, you get into some crevices that maybe have.
Yeah.
So I figured that's a good reason to split it up because, you know, you put your face, you don't want to wipe the same spot as your feet with your face.
Spot. Yeah, so here's more advice to the audience. Buy multicolored towels. Both sides have a different color.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah. Do you not do this?
I don't have a double-sided, like a different color-sided towel. I just have the tag on one side and the tag on that, there's no tag on the other side. So,
well, that's where you're going wrong. You, this would make your life a whole
lot
easier.
Oh yeah, it would definitely make it easier. The, yeah. Sometimes I do grab it and, you know, you get mixed up and then it's not the end of the world, but I prefer not to.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. I guess I'll take a turn. I am a huge germaphobe. Giant germaphobe. People always are like, can I try your beer? Like, have some of this drink, or let's pour a glass and like use this glass. And I'm always freaking out because I don't like sharing glasses or sharing utensils and stuff like that.
Or needles.
No, I saw needles. That's fine. Needles are fine. It's clean. Blood's clean. blood is so clean. My blood especially is the purest. But basically, I will wipe. If someone gives me something, I will wipe with my sleeve the mouth of the glass.
Okay.
I always do it. If I don't do it, I freak out all night. I will be paranoid.
Oh, shit. So this actually does affect your life.
This does affect my life. This is an actual kind of fear that I have.
Okay.
Maybe that is actually full-blown OCD. I don't know. But, like, then again, like, it's a weird thing. Because just say I might not share a girl with a glass, even if I'm seeing her, but I will make out with her.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
So it's a weird kind of, it's for some reason, it's only that weird. That's why I kind of consider it as OCD, because it's not.
It's only,
I don't know,
that one situation.
It's only in the one situation where I'll do it. But also, I know you're not a, you don't smoke at all, but.
No. Oh, 1 second. Yeah,
oh, shit.
You got it, man. Sorry, man. Yeah. Go. That was just an interruption by our corporate sponsor, Mars. He just wanted to tell me that the podcast is doing excellent.
Yeah, what do you say about your racist remark?
Oh, he said, keep going with that. The executives up top love it.
Yeah. Anyways, so that extends actually into joints as well. You don't do drugs.
No.
Respect that. This is why I won't. People are always like, Gavin, why don't you like smoke a bong? It's not because I don't know how, which I kind of don't know how, but it's because it's a glass that literally everyone puts their mouths on all the time.
Yeah.
And it never gets clean.
Yeah.
Bongs
never.
Bongs are pretty good. No one cleans the mouth of a bong ever. They'll dump out the water. They'll change the water. They'll clean out where the weed actually goes, but they don't wipe down the mouth. And yeah. So it's so disgusting to me.
Yeah. But overall, you know what? Do you think bongs are weird? I think smoking weed through a bong is so weird. It's like the one thing that I don't get. I remember one time I was in class too, and this is when I went to Seneca. One guy was like, he's like, yo, I like it. It was like the one black dude in our class. He was like, man, I like smoking weed and everything too, but white people got all these bongs and shit. It's like, what the fuck? And it's I just find it so weird.
Bongs, I don't know, man. Again, it's because of my OCD kind of germophobicness.
Yeah.
That I avoid them. I guess they are. I don't even know if they work better. You know what? I don't know. I'm no fucking expert on this shit.
Yeah.
I like a joint, and I even then, joints, it's even though it's just paper and it's kind of fresh, I'll still try not to let it touch my mouth. It's so weird. I'm such a weird
guy. How do you even do
that?
How does that work then?
I clip it in my fingers, and then I kind of put my thumb and forefinger in my mouth and create like a seal.
Oh, okay.
And it works just as well, and there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know. It probably looks a little weird, but maybe not so noticeable. Yeah. I'm just giving away all my secrets on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, you are. I'm just finding out that you're crazy.
But it's weird. It's only with that because I have no problem going on a bus and holding the rail, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is just as gross as anything else in the world.
Exactly.
I'm not overly clean or anything. It's literally only with glasses and anything that people put their mouths on. It's just gross to me.
Yeah, well, I want to extend this discussion into this, like, pickiness and stuff.
Sure.
Like, something that's weird I find is that, you know, there's OCD stuff you do that a certain way. And then there's like pickiness that kind of is like is almost like an OCD in itself. You know, that this has to be done like this because I like it like that. Yeah. Now, do you find, you think about like men and pickiness and stuff, like people will be like, oh, don't do that because their dad doesn't like it done that way. Do you ever hear that?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really weird because if you're a guy and you have like some OCD tendencies, it's like brushed off. But if you're like a girl, you're just psycho.
Okay, yeah. So you're talking about gender inequalities now.
I'm just talking about like, it's something that I noticed like with like being OCD and being picky. And then it's like, if I'm like, oh, like this is, we should do it like this. And I'm like, no, that person doesn't like it like that. It's like, okay.
I've certainly heard of stuff like that. Especially when it comes to like cooking or cleaning or say like even living with somebody, like having roommates, people have certain tendencies where you can get away with some stuff, you can't get away with some stuff with certain people, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've never personally been like thought that, like,
oh, really?
Being like, oh, that guy just does it a certain way, that bitch is crazy. But probably because I've lived with girlfriends and I've,
and they're all crazy.
I don't know. I think everyone's kind of just,
oh,
nuts.
Yeah, everyone is a little bit nuts.
Literally, I've just talked about how I have to rub my sleeve on a glass before I can drink it, but I'll fucking kiss the person, no problem.
Yeah,
put my tongue in their mouth. It's so fucking stupid. So stupid.
Yeah. Are there any like superstition stuff that you do that's like not really OCD, but it's just like, oh, before you do something, you do that? Like, I notice when I box and stuff, yeah. People do this a lot too, a lot of other people, but I'll like hit my gloves together before I reset, yeah. Quote unquote, reset myself. So, you know, if you throw some punches or you get hit,
oh, totally.
And then you walk back up, right up to the person, I'll tap my gloves together to kind of like, that's okay, back in the game, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch. Like, and again, sports example, basketball. If I'm playing 21, I have to dribble the ball one or two times before I shoot. I can't just get the ball and shoot.
Okay.
Or what the fuck was I just thinking of? Oh, every night before I go to bed, here's another weird thing. I'm just telling all my secrets today. this relates to last week or 2 weeks ago when we were with Arian talking about religion.
Yeah.
I do pray every night, even though I consider myself agnostic. But it's something I grew up on, and it's something I can't avoid.
Yeah.
If I don't do it, there's a part of me that feels like this weird Christian guilt. And, like, my mom will be disappointed in me, and I'm just letting down the world, and maybe there is a God. And if I do it, I kind of feel ridiculous, but it just makes me feel better.
Yeah. Know? No, that I think, like, we're really big into habits, and once you start doing something, it's like hard to stop.
Yeah,
which is why, like, that's why you just meth not even once, because once you start, you can't stop. It's like Pringles,
or Mars.
Well, Mars is definitely totally different because once you start the Mars, everything's up on a crescendo.
Yeah, you don't stop, not because you can't, but because you don't want to. Because you shouldn't, exactly. Because it provides all the nutrients you need to really live.
Yeah.
It's, has all
Mars
those
is part of a balanced lifestyle.
Yeah. Fucking love Mars.
The nougat is the nougat and caramel are my favorite part.
Yeah, and for me, it's a chocolate-covered coating. So good. It's the mix of all those colors in the rainbow just put together to make this brown mush that just is so lovely.
So tasty.
One day we'll be the master race, Mars.
Mars race.
I think Mars is going to be like more of a cult now.
Sorry?
For us. It's more of a cult now.
Oh, yeah, but like the best kind.
Yeah. Well, the good kinds.
Yeah.
Kinds that you should have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to, Mars. Like the way I've been talking about stuff, I think we can segue right into your topic that you wanted to bring up. But like, people are being picky and having habits and stuff.
Yeah. So mine is basically, can people change? I actually have the book right here open to a section that made me sad.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to read this. Let me just make sure this is the right thing.
Is this a quote?
La,
is this
some, la, la,
I think you referenced
la,
this quote
la,
before.
La. Oh, God, I lost it. Did I not write this down properly? All right, I'm just going to read what I wrote down, even though I put it on the wrong page. So, does character develop over time? In novels, of course it does. Otherwise, there wouldn't be much of a story. But in life, I sometimes wonder, our attitude and opinions change. We develop new habits and eccentricities, but that's something different, more like decoration. And then it continues, but I didn't write it down, and I can't find the page. But, oh, here it is right here. Perhaps character resembles intelligence, except that character peaks a little later, between 20 and 30, say. And after that, we're just stuck with what we've got. We're on our own. And if so, that would explain a lot of lives, wouldn't it? And also, if this isn't too grand a word, our tragedy. So basically, I read this book. It's Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes.
Okay.
Reading it for class. Super good book. It's amazing. It's really short too, only 150 pages. But it, like, I was reading it and I was like, this is the most depressing thing. Because one of my biggest fears is it deals a lot with memory and getting old and being lonely. And he keeps kind of trying to recapture the past. It's kind of like Gatsby, I guess, a little bit, and trying to capture this stuff. But do people change at all, do you think? Should I give an example, I guess?
I don't know. Do you want to kick it off? I have some stuff to say, but I figure you should hit up your own topic first, right?
Yeah, I'll kick it off a bit. So, for example, I joined the hockey team here.
Yeah.
I was 13 when I last played hockey. Mm. And I quit because I didn't like it. It's just not... I was like, this is not who I am. I'm not a sports guy.
Yeah, you're not really a sporty guy.
No, I'm not really competitive.
You got those rugged good looks, but... And this hot, sporty body, sponsored by Mars.
Sponsored by Mars. But, rub it on my body sometimes.
But your personality type is definitely not a competitive, sporty kind of guy.
No, not at all. And I'm not going to say I'm terrible at it either. I'm not terrible at hockey, but I'm not amazing. I'm not up to the standards that I should be at for, I guess, a university level. But I didn't think that UK hockey would be all that difficult, and I was just like, yeah, I want to join, because over the years, I'm like, oh, maybe I do like hockey, like I miss it kind of, I'd like to play again and get active and do it. So I did it, and now I dread every Sunday, you know, I'm not really enjoying it. There's a lot more to it than just what I'm saying of me not enjoying it. There's a lot more to it, but basically, I thought I had changed my opinion of something.
Yeah.
Or in general, I tried to be a different person, came here and be like, okay, I'm going to be sporty instead of a music guy kind of stuff. And it's not going well. And I'm not happy doing that. So I thought I might've changed. I didn't change, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And it's a weird destructive cycle that I sense a lot of the time in myself and other people as well. Like relationships, getting back into a relationship where you broke up a few years ago and you're like, oh, okay, things can be different now. We've grown, we've changed.
Mm.
Yes, sometimes it does work, but most of the time I find that people just, they get back into the old habits and then they find out the same things they hated before are still there, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Do you think people change? Can people change?
So, I'll bring up a little story that... is like a success story other than your hockey compared to your hockey.
Oh, okay.
One.
Yeah.
Growing up, not a fan of peanut butter, but I kept trying it all the time. You know, like not all the time, but you know, every once in a while, I'd be like, let's try eating some peanut butter and apples or something.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, everyone's like favorite kindergarten snack. And every time I'd be like, this is terrible.
Okay.
Right. And then somewhere around this year, last year, it finally clicked for me a little bit. So now I don't hate peanut butter, but it's like I like it once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
And well, I think as my palate changed and I grew up, I saw the intricacies in the butter made of peanuts.
Yeah. And that obviously had to do with Mars peanut butter, which is also a chocolate bar as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely helped a lot.
It definitely helped a lot.
But yeah, in the stuff that if people change, I think it really depends on how you look at it, because people can say they change and they want to change, but it really is an internal coming to terms that you have to, you know, it's something that internally you have to decide, and it's how much commitment you
put towards it.
Put towards it, exactly. So, you know, people don't really take criticism that well. As you mature, something that I think criticism is an excellent thing. constructive criticism, even bad criticism, has something to offer.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to better yourself, or is that even bettering yourself because somebody, you know, says this is stupid or dumb, or, you know, you do this one thing that's really annoying. Do you change that because that's legitimately something that you want to change, or because you want other people to like you better? I don't know. I definitely think that people can change, but it is a really hard process. People need to internalize and really want to change, and people want to change too, but you need the actual drive and motivation and follow through. You know, it's just like doing any work. People will always take the easy way out. So a lot of people are shitty because it's easy.
Yeah.
You know, doing the right thing is pretty hard, or, you know, changing for a good reason is pretty hard. So it, you know, why would you want to change if it's hard? Then yeah, if you want to cop out, I guess you can do that. But I think people can't change. There's certain things that it is worth trying again. Like, you know, you trying hockey again just to see if you like it. I think that's a change in yourself, right? But you just know that you don't like hockey anymore. And maybe in like 10 years you'll try it again and you'll just be like, yeah, I still hate it.
Yeah, I think, maybe hockey might have been a bad example. Because when you're saying your peanut example,
yeah,
the whole time I was like, no, this isn't what I mean. Like, it is what I mean, but it also isn't. Because, like, yeah, I used to hate mushrooms and onions, and now I love fucking mushrooms.
Oh, yeah,
and
onions. Yeah, palate changes.
Palate changes, fashion changes. Like, okay, so to me, you have changed a lot since I first met you.
Yeah.
But okay. You haven't. You're still Karthik. You're still the exact same
like
person.
You're saying, like, in my being
that I knew and I became friends with. Like,
yeah, I guess so. Okay, yeah. So I guess, yeah, people can't change. I think in the core of people, yeah, you're kind of established as
yeah,
what
so
you are.
Is it something we're born with and we, I don't know, it's just like this weird, it's a soul almost, like the soul of the person. Is it possible to?
I think you can change it because, you know, there's people who are super shy and they don't feel like that's who they are, and then they as they figure out their place in the world, then they can flourish in wherever they need to, they fit in.
Yeah.
So I think people can, it's not necessarily maybe change, maybe they're internally that's who they are, but they just don't have the right place to actually be themselves.
Yeah, so I guess there's an effort involved.
Yeah, maybe it. we can think about something like this it. Is like those people who get like gender swaps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they internally are like, I'm a woman, but they're born as like a male. And like,
okay.
So people would be like, they can't, they are themselves. And people would be like, oh man, you changed so much. But really the whole time they were that person, they just didn't have the right tools to like get it out.
Yeah.
That makes any
sense. Yeah. And what do you think about like the whole going back and trying things again?
I think that's commendable. I think people should do that all the time, to try things that you don't like, that you might have written off, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's fun.
I think for certain things it's really good.
Yeah.
Obviously meth only once.
Yeah, only not even once, you mean.
Sorry, man. I misheard you and then I tried meth. And now I'm kind of
wanting
it again.
I'll try anything once.
Yeah. Even meth. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's just something I play around with in my head because I'm just like, I feel like I'm trying my best to change and to become a person that I want to be. But sometimes I keep falling back into the same habits and patterns that I'm comfortable with, which is it's negative. But like I'm trying, but I don't know if it's possible. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think something that I've like come to terms with is like some of the things that you think are negative and you fall back in your habits, you just got to assume like that's like a personality quirk of your own and then try to use that to spin it in a different way to make it work for whatever you need it to work like. You'd be like, oh, I'd have a tendency to do this. So, you know, like me, I have a tendency to be really excited about something and really into something like right at the beginning and start burning out and...
That's so me too.
You know, and like that's like a typical thing for people to have. So what I'll try to do is I will spread things out a little bit more. I'll deny myself some of the the hedonistic tendencies of overindulging on something. Sure. To be like, oh, yeah, it's going to just get, like, as I do it more, I'll enjoy it more. So let me, you know, put that, all those extra bits a little, you know, spread them out a little bit more. Like, I'll pace yeah. myself. So that's something, you know, I know about myself. And, you know, oh, I'm not a morning person. So even no matter how much I think about, like, oh, man, if I woke up at 6 a.m. and went running, that'd be awesome. I totally want to do that. Or I want to get up and meditate and all this stuff. But it's like, I'm not like that. So it's like, what can I do to put those things somewhere else?
It's funny because those are the exact same things that I tell myself.
Yeah.
It's like revolutionists. We're coming full circle again.
Yeah, resolution. Yeah, I'm my own personal resolution. Sorry.
Yeah. Because every day I'm like, I want to meditate in the morning. And then after doing it for like maybe a few days.
Yeah.
I'll skip a day and then I'll forget and then just won't happen.
Yeah,
or I'll be like, I'm going to start writing 2,000 words a day. And while I was back home in Canada, I somehow managed to do it. But while I've been here in a creative writing course for the last like month and a half, I've written 2,000 words only.
Yeah.
It's like it's so bad.
Yeah. I think the key is to, when circumstances change, sometimes to forgive yourself too.
Yeah.
You're definitely your own worst critic.
That's true.
Yeah. And like, you know, things like the meditating thing, I try to think about like when I go to the gym or when I'm on the train, like that's like, or walking.
Meditative time.
That's like the meditation, quote unquote, time. Not in a traditional sense, but more of like a.
Your personal time.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, think about things that are a little more metaphysical and cerebral, that rather than be in the moment of this has to happen, blah, 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 time is ticking, shit like that.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes life fun and also makes you doubt yourself at every second of every day.
Every second of every day.
Yeah. That's why when I am doubting myself, I like to throw a Mars bar into my mouth, or a mini Mars.
Well, yeah. Mars makes me feel better immediately.
Yeah. A bite-sized Mars is exactly what I need to pick myself up.
You want to know something really funny? I should have took a picture of it. Me and some guys here, we like to partake in going to the state of Denver, going to Colorado, if you know what I mean.
Going to Colorado, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, no.
Good yeah, place. Got that go visit Mary Jane.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. I thought so, okay. Sure.
Visit Mary Jane in Colorado. So before we go, we like to bring Mary Jane some snacks. And they have mini Mars bars for a pound, like 60.
Yeah, they do there. Mini Mars bars are so good from England.
Yeah, of course I buy them. Of course I buy them. And I share them with my friends, and everyone enjoys them.
Yeah.
And everyone gets immediately happy once they get that sweet, sweet Mars deep within their mouth.
Yeah.
So the secret to happiness, I guess, is what we're trying to say.
It's Mars.
Is it's what's your favorite part of Mars again?
I like the nougat and caramel.
Oh, I prefer the chocolate coating. So that's all you really need to know.
Yeah, it is all you really need to know.
Yeah.
I guess
that's pretty good for today.
Yeah, it was a nice.
It was longer than we anticipated it to be.
Yeah, well, you know, when we start popping the Mars on the Mars Presents Fireside Chats with Gavin and Karthik, presented by No One Is Thinking About You podcast, the fun never stops.
Never. That's the best. I hope that's the title to this episode.
Oh God, I guess so. It has to be, right?
Yeah, more convoluted it is.
Yeah,
better.
The sponsor did say that they did say that that's what they required for Nick to be back on the podcast.
Yeah, so hopefully this.
We do this for you, Nick and Mars.
Yeah, Nick is not gonna listen to this either. He's never gonna know.
Yeah.
He's never going to know the sacrifices we make for him.
The amount of pain I have to go through.
No, he doesn't change, though.
Yeah.
Nick doesn't change.
You rock, don't ever change.
If Nick listens to this, Dooley, tell me that you've changed.
Yeah, it's true. Well,
old Nick wouldn't listen to this. New Nick might listen to this.
Yeah,
so we'll
it's
see.
True. Yeah, we won't say a thing. But well, listeners will let you know, or maybe on the podcast it'll happen, that we'll find out if Nick changed.
Yeah, next find out next week. This is the cliffhanger.
Isn't there some song to And I Have Changed for the Better? What's that musical? When I knew
I have no idea.
You have changed for the better.
You call this Christmas?
No, not
dinner,
that.
This measly
because
plot
I knew
of
you.
Gruel.
Oh, it's from Wicked. Okay, yeah, that's what we want.
You aren't just a sinner.
No, you can't say Christmas.
You're an outright fool.
Oh yeah, fun fact is Gavin is missing. Gavin's favorite musical is happening at our high school again, and he's missing it in England.
So, are you going?
Huh? I'm probably gonna go. My brother's gonna be helping out. So,
your brother's not in it?
He's in 10th grade, so he's gonna just like do the volunteering for community service.
Oh, I can't believe he's missing it. I can't believe I'm missing it.
Yeah.
Can you record it somehow? Can you sneakily record it?
You can just ask them for the DVD. They do record it, right?
Yeah, but they're not. How am I gonna get the DVD?
If you want, I'll get it and I'll like rip it and send it to you or something.
Can you actually do that?
Only because I've changed for the better.
Oh shit. Oh shit. I haven't changed. In my mind, I'm still Wickersham number one. I'm still Jacob Marley. I'm still
the greatest things that ever happened in your life. Yeah, actually, I have a good topic for next week. I'll bring up. It'll be good when next year. Something that you talk about a lot. I want you to think about is high school.
Yeah.
I'm pre-announcing it. High school.
Best years of my life.
And was
right?
It the best years of your life?
Yeah. Okay. I peaked.
Wrote that down. So yeah. Listeners, be excited for that. Maybe I'm hoping we can get a guest on for next week.
Yeah. Or how about when ex-girlfriends get engaged? I don't know if you've heard about that. I'm not going to go more into
it. No, I don't know.
But
well, maybe we'll talk about it after the podcast.
Yeah, not my ex-girlfriends, but someone else's ex-girlfriends who...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's weird. When people talk about it. Anyways, thank you for listening to Mars Presents Fireside Chats with Gavin and Karthik, presented by No One Is Thinking About You podcast. And if you did...
I'm Gavin Sutton. You can find me at Gavin Sutton.
You can find me at Karthik Music.
And you can find us at NOI... Shit.
NOITAY podcast. That's on Twitter. Shout out to
Tumblr
Jessie Lau because
she
shouted back, she hollered back saying that she listened and that she almost didn't listen till the end to get a shout out. So I'm gonna keep shouting out Jessie Lau just to make sure that she keeps listening.
Who else can we shout out to? Caroline.
Shouts out to Deacon and Samantha. Arian.
Deacon Samantha. How about Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Rick,
shouts
Rick,
out
Carl.
Shouts out to that one random black girl who retweeted one of our old episodes. I don't know if she was a bot or not, but I did follow her on her account. So.
Shout out to that random person who liked like five of my photos today.
That's pretty good. Shouts out to Caroline's
creepy
friend who she recommended to listen to the podcast. If you did listen to the podcast, now we know that you listened.
Yeah, and shout out to Nick Dooley for not showing up again.
Yeah, and shouts out to Mars for presenting the Fireside Chat episode with Gavin and Karthik, presented by No One Is Thinking About You.
Yeah, praise Mars.
Praise Mars.
Well, we end every episode with a praise to Mars, so praise Mars.
Praise Mars, based Mars.
Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
Good night.